Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well today. So today we have an awesome guest. We have Jennifer Neal, who's a non-diet, weight-inclusive dietitian here in Ottawa, Ontario. So she is a colleague of mine, and I'm super happy to have her on the podcast today. We've decided to talk about being a new mom, postpartum, and body image. So many moms, literally as soon as they give birth, have this intense pressure to quote unquote get back their body and diet again and be these like super moms. So today we really wanted to break that down and really reset expectations and understanding and have ways to kind of reconnect to our body as we are going through all these body changes. So Jennifer is a mom of two, and after having her first child, it really changes the way that she approaches nutrition and dietetics. She's passionate about helping other women, especially moms, find food freedom and rejoin the table. She believes that if you want to raise intuitive eaters, you have to do the work yourself first to be an example. So I hope you will enjoy this podcast episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I hope you're doing well today. We have a really cool guest on the show today. I say that every week, but this guest is really, really cool. So we have Jennifer Neal, who's an anti-diet dietitian, who's also from Ottawa. And today we're going to talk about diet culture, being a new mom, and all the pressure that new moms have after giving birth. So I think a lot of you guys are going to be able to relate to this conversation. So hi, Jennifer.
Hello. I'm excited.
I'm really pumped to have you on the show.
I've never been on a podcast before, so this is my first time. You're taking my podcast virginity today.
I'll be gentle. All right, well, before we start, tell us a little bit more about you.
So I'm a registered dietitian here in Ottawa. I own my own practice, Nutrition IQ, and I opened that pretty much as soon as I graduated from university. Jumped right in. But I think like most people kind of just graduating from university, I started in a very weight normative paradigm and worked in that paradigm for a long time. That's what we do in school. We get taught, that's how we're taught to practice when we're in school. And I worked for a diabetes education program. I worked for a software company while I was also kind of running my practice part-time. And between all of those jobs, which did have a heavy focus on kind of weight loss and changing bodies, I would periodically get kind of like gut feelings that this doesn't feel okay to me. And I think we've all had those clients who are looking for weight loss and they're doing everything quote unquote right. Like their meals are balanced, they're eating lots of fruits and veggies, all health promoting behaviors, check, 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 check. Their body isn't responding the way that they think it should be responding. And as a healthcare provider, I'm sitting there being like, I can't tell you to do anything differently. It would be unethical for me to tell you to eat less at this point, or like in a way that could impact you physiologically, mentally. And I started thinking like, maybe there's another way that I could be practicing kind of with these little aha moments that you have. And then I got pregnant with my daughter and I ended up basically closing up shop because I was already working full time. And my practice was very part-time And so I was like, I'm not going to be working 6 days a week while I have a child. And so kind of don't need to really worry too much about it anymore. And then when I was on maternity leave, the company I was working for closed its doors. And I was like, okay, what do I want to do now? Because I definitely do not want to go back to weight loss counseling. Like, it doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't align with my values and it doesn't feel ethical. And at that point I was kind of like, you know, how do I rectify my job as a parent and teaching this little girl how to love her body regardless of what it looks like if my job is about changing other people's bodies? And then kind of came to Health at Every Size and kind of started reading all the literature and found our little core group in Ottawa and started learning. And I was like, okay, these are my people. These align with my values. This is something that I can really be proud to do and teach my daughter about as she gets older. And like, she's starting school this year. So I feel like my job is about to get that much harder in terms of, like, you know, she's been sheltered in our little family bubble, our very body positive bubble. So like, how I need to now equip her to go out in the world. And then I had baby number two and here we are.
And here we are today. That is so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing with us in terms of like how you got to where you are. Cause you're right. Like, not a lot of dietitians start being anti-diet. Like, I'm hoping that that will change, but we are taught from the get-go. Well, what, first of all, we grew up in diet culture. So we were also kind of all had our own baggage from that. But then you go to school and we're all taught like it's all a hyper focus on weight. So it's super interesting that like incoherence between like, I have a daughter, I want her to be good, like well, and like accept her body and be good. And then wait, I'm teaching other people that their body are maybe not okay and need to change. Like,
yeah, I think we all have that. You know, if you've been doing the work for a while and have had to do that shift, where a lot of us have had to, you know, we start practicing one way because that's what we're taught, and then we kind of veer over to the other paradigm. Like, you have this like crisis of conscience, basically, where you're like, do I really want to be a dietitian anymore? And then you're like, I've done so much schooling. There has to be a better way. And then you kind of find your people and you find things that feel scientific and have a lot of research behind them. But you need to do a lot of it on your own time, on your own learning. But yeah, there is kind of another way that can better align with my family values and what good I want to be doing in the world.
I love that so much. And I love when we bring that piece of like, what is ethical and what is not too, right? Like when we see like, okay, does this align with me now? And if it doesn't anymore, this question of like, do I want to be a dietitian? Or is there like a better way to be a dietitian, which is pretty cool. And it sounds like after having your first child, that's when a lot of this happened, which is super interesting because today we want to talk about moms and, you know, when we have children, like how maybe our own relationship to our own body changes and our, like, we talked a little bit about that, like, because we have kids now, we may be more willing to do this work because we don't want them to go through the same things. So what if we start with talking about different like challenges that mom may have postpartum and how diet culture maybe impacts mom in a specific and different way?
Yeah. So one of the like best analogies that I've heard of being pregnant is that a pregnant woman is basically like a very extravagantly wrapped Christmas gift, okay? So leading up to Christmas or leading up to the birth of the baby, everyone's like, ooh, that present looks so beautiful. I wanna touch it. Like what could be in there? It's so magical. And then Christmas Day comes and you're like ripping apart the like nice wrapping paper only to get what's inside. And then, so as the like pregnant mom, like the baby is the gift and you're like the discarded wrapping paper. So for like 9 months, people are like, oh, wow, you're so beautiful. You're glowing. Like you're such like, you know what I mean? Like there is that narrative around pregnant women. And then when the baby comes, it's like you're left in the dust. And there's this expectation that moms are supposed to have kids and then look like you've never had a child in your life, right? Like you should be walking down the street and people shouldn't be able to know that you've had a child. And that's insane. Mm-hmm. Like our bodies, one, you're like nourishing and housing a human being for 9 months. You push it out of you and you have this like gaping wound for a fairly long time. And then you're supposed to go back to normal. Like the narrative is that your body is supposed to bounce back. You should be back into your like pre-pregnancy weight, into your pre-pregnancy clothes, like shortly after giving birth. And that we're setting people up for a failure with that kind of expectation. And we're setting up people to engage in kind of unhealthy behaviors to try to meet that expectation. Like there are cultures where moms are given just so much time to just like sit and be with their baby and rest. And in our culture, that's definitely not the norm. And I think with my second, I was a lot savvier, obviously, than with my first, because with my first, I was still very much kind of in that kind of diet culture world. Like I knew that I really like was a non-diet person. But you can still get, you still get bombarded. Like, honestly, I think Facebook has an algorithm where as soon as you post like, oh, meet so-and-so, they were this weight, they were born at this hospital, a mommy and baby are doing fine, Facebook is like, oh, this person's had a kid, I'm going to send them all the ads for weight loss. And that's hard. Like even for my second child, when I know a lot more, I was still getting those ads. And it's still kind of one of those things where you're like, oh, like, is that what I need to be doing? And you're like, no, report this ad, report this ad.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you're bombarded and you're not only like you're bombarded on social media. You're asked about it at the doctor's office. Like that's what my doctor I found was actually fairly good. And I think she was actually better with baby number two than she was with baby number one. So I don't know if it's a shift in the medical community. She did ask me like a lot more about me and not a whole lot about my body, but like people do ask you like, have you lost the baby weight yet? And you're like, mm-hmm. Can you ask me how I'm doing first?
Yeah. Yeah. And I like how you have that like analogy with the birthday or the Christmas gift. I've never thought of it that way. And it's so true. And also so sad. You're just like, yeah. Oh no. Like, no. Oh, I like that so much. And I think too, like, body changes wherever you are in life is uncomfortable, right? Like as humans, we don't love change. Like change is not something we are keen of. So body changes in general are uncomfortable. And then when you're a new mom, like your body's been changing for 9 months and now it's changing again. So it's uncomfortable. So we're more in a vulnerable situation, right? At that stage. So when you get all these, oh, and then your hormones like also all over the place and you're not sleeping and all this stuff. So you're like this prime spot for diet culture to get you because you're like vulnerable. Your body has changed. So you're probably just feeling discomfort and we want to try to avoid that. And then all these other factors, like here's this perfectly packed diet for you to get your body back. And you're like, oh.
And you see, like, I think too now with social media as well, like at this point, I've curated my social media feed to be very positive for myself. Mm-hmm. But it's hard if you are kind of like on different mommy blogs or you're looking at other moms on social media and you're kind of like, well, that person's doing it. Why can't I do it? And it's like, everybody's journey is different. Everyone's body is different. Genetics plays a huge role in like what your body does both during and after pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You know, like lots of people get stretch marks. I never got stretch marks. I didn't do a thing to prevent them. But that's just not how my body worked. And, you know, like everyone's journey just looks so different. And postpartum is rough. Like, you know, again, we're kind of sold this message that when the baby comes out, it's going to be like love at first sight. And you'll just know automatically what to do. And you'll be so comfortable and it's beautiful. And you get like, yes, sometimes that happens, but sometimes you're like, oh no, what do I do?
What have I done?
Yeah, there is no manual for this. And yeah, they actually have like a term for it. Like, I don't know if you've heard the term matrescence, but no. It's kind of, yeah. So it's your transition into motherhood.
Okay.
And it's like, what happens in your body is actually similar to what happens during adolescence. So that's why matrescence, adolescence, and like adolescence is like the most awkward period of your life, where your hormones, like you're getting different hormones, your skin's all out of whack, your hair's all out of whack. Like, and people expect that to be very awkward and make allowances for that, right? Like if you're meeting a teenager who's like 12 and 13 and they're acting like an insane person, you're like, oh, they're an adolescent. Makes sense. And the same thing happens when you're a new mom, that your hormones are out of whack. Your hair and your skin aren't the same as they were before. Your body is not responding in a way that you thought it was going to. If you're breastfeeding, you're probably leaking all over the place. Like, it's not glamorous. It's super awkward. And we expect mothers to just deal with that with a smile and be like, everything's fine. When really we should be dealing with ourselves as if we're like 12-year-olds and going through the most awkward phase of life.
Yeah, like giving yourself like a big grace period to be like, we are relearning all of this. And there's so many changes, right? It was just true. And this pressure that moms just need to like figure it out, get it together and bounce back is super damaging for so many moms, right? That they're like, they just gave birth. And like, I know I've had some clients who like, they brought their like pre-pregnancy genes for after like labor, because what they believe and what they were told is like, right after you give your baby, like you should be back to where you were. So it's super, super damaging for a lot of moms when they do give birth. And then just this like body peace and like body grieving and trying to kind of figure it all out, but getting these messages that, but you should do more and you should already be back to where you were.
I think there's an unrealistic expectation of just being a mom in general, that you have to be like super mom. And it starts as soon as the baby comes out, right? I should be exercising more. I should be making all organic meals. Like, no, we don't need to put that pressure on ourselves. We don't need society to put that pressure on us. I think there is a shift that's happening with more people kind of exposing what look like. Basically, you know, like you have celebrities who are like, yeah, I still look pregnant after just birth, because that's what bodies look like. So I hope that's going to help people and make moms not feel so alone. And if they're struggling, they have to hide the fact that they're struggling. Mm-hmm. Because that can be so damaging. Like, you know, we hear a lot about like postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. I never experienced those myself, but I can understand how difficult it would be for a mom to even admit that that was something that was happening to them, because there is just like, well, you have a new baby now and everything should be perfect and your mother's intuition should just be clicking on like that. And you're like, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. You're like, no. Yeah. So if we were to like readjust expectations, I'm just like thinking about like, if we could like rewrite the rules and be like, hey guys, like, let's like let that go a little bit. Like, what would you say in terms of expectations for moms after giving birth? Like, what would be like a guideline?
Yeah. Just like give yourself so much grace and just permission to just exist for a bit. It's harder when you have two and you have someone like, I'm sad that I didn't realize that like the first time around, because by the time my second one came around, you know, like I still have to be a parent to my toddler. My daughter was almost 2.5 by the time my son came along. So like, I couldn't just kind of, and then the pandemic happened. So there was a lot of things going on. But I think with my first, I really wish that I had just taken the time to just like sit and do nothing. And when people came over and they're like, how can I help you? not feel this like performative kind of, I need to show you that I'm okay. So no, you come sit with the baby and I'll like clean and do things. I'm like, I should have had people do that for me. Yeah. I should have let people offer, but I should have let that happen. But I didn't want to be perceived as like, I'm failing motherhood because I can't keep all of these balls in the air. So I think just kind of giving yourself permission to just exist and float kind of for a little bit and accept help from other people.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that too. And like with the body piece, it's the same thing, like allowing your body to just be. Like our bodies are so freaking smart and have been through this process for thousands of years. So it's allowing our body to just be, and that we actually don't need to start micromanaging again. Well, we never have to, as diet culture tells us, but especially after giving birth, like you do not have to micromanage your body, right? That we are allowed and able to just allow it to be and trust our body because our body just did something so freaking wonderful.
Yeah. And especially like, I think people get really caught up to like breastfeeding can be particularly difficult because you're the food. You're food for someone else. You need to be eating more food. And people are like, I'm hungry all the time. Like, what's going on? This is so weird for me. Like, yeah, because you're the food. You have to be eating the food.
Yes.
Like, just eat. And I think, again, too, like how kind of intuitive eating can help us when we are in that postpartum period is like your schedule is all over the place. So trying to have kind of rigid meal times, rigid snack times when you're up all night or you are trying to sleep when the baby's sleeping, maybe you're sleeping right through lunch. Like you need to have the flexibility of just being able to eat whenever feels comfortable to you, whenever you are hungry, and making sure that you are eating. Because sometimes people, you know, you get busy, your hunger signals aren't maybe firing on all cylinders if there's something else going on. So making sure that we're giving ourselves permission to eat when we're hungry. But if you're finding, okay, I'm going a whole day and I'm not eating maybe as much as I should, maybe we need to be a bit more active in setting reminders for ourselves of making sure that we are getting the mom. We need to be getting the nourishment in order to, again, just kind of like be okay. Like, yes, the baby will take whatever it needs from you. So you're going to be the one that's depleted. So you need to make sure that you're okay.
Mm-hmm. I love that too. So the intuitive eating can be super, super supportive in that sense too, of like relying on your cues. And especially if you said like the hunger, like chances are you will be more hungry and that's totally, totally okay. And we're not going to, you don't need to justify it. We don't need to question it. We just need to listen and nourish. But also this piece with distraction, like we know that our hunger, and we've done a podcast on hunger, we're like, distraction is one of the biggest reason why we can't feel our hunger, right? Because your brain is just so focused on all other tasks and can only imagine that as a new mom, there's a lot more distractions. So being able to use the thought process of, oh, also like I may need more nourishment for my body. Like that's, yeah, really cool.
Yeah. One thing I found helpful was like keeping snacks in my kids' rooms while breastfeeding. So if I was up in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. I had a granola bar right there waiting for me that I could eat over top of the baby. And, you know, like you need to kind of find creative ways to eat sometimes.
Yeah, no, but I love that so much. And how can moms deal and manage like all the different body changes that happen after birth and continue to be kind to themselves through this process?
Yeah, like at the end of the day, you still need to nourish yourself and you have done like a miraculous thing. So let's not punish our body for that miraculous thing. And I find a lot of times when I see kind of women getting upset with their body, whether it's postpartum or not, I think this applies to a lot of situations, but like dig a little bit deeper, because are you upset with your postpartum body that things aren't in the same place that they were before? Or are we just kind of using our body as a scapegoat for other ways that maybe were a bit different now I don't have the same, I can't just like go out on a whim. You know, I have a bit of a loss of autonomy. I don't have a lot of time all by myself the way I did before I had kids. I can't just at the drop of a hat go out with friends. So is it my body that I'm really upset with? Or are there other things that are that I could potentially be doing to make me feel more like non-mom Jen? You know, like, am I missing having my body all to myself? Am I missing having time all to myself? And are there things that I can do to kind of help with that? So am I using my body as a scapegoat for something else? And if it is our body, because I won't discount that, like, yes, our body goes through a lot of changes. Even if you end up being like a similar size as you were before, chances are like proportions could be different, you know? Don't feel like you need to force yourself into your pre-pregnancy clothes. Like, if there are the resources there, let's go find some things that feel comfortable and make sure that we're fitting our here and now body, because she still deserves respect now. It's not like we're waiting to respect her. You know, we have to continue to respect and nourish our body every single day and be grateful for how she's showing up for you today. You know, yeah, maybe things don't fit as well. Things don't feel as comfortable. My core strength isn't what it was before, but I can still lift my kids. I can still go for a walk. We can still hang out as a family. Like, there are still things that my body is helping me show up for today.
Yeah, I love that. I love like separating into like one, asking yourself, like, is it really about my body? Because that's a very common thing that we do when things are harder or difficult to manage, or it's easy to direct that negative attention towards our body, to be like, well, my body's the issue. And my, like, because there's this sense of control with our body of like, if my body's the issue, I can control my body. And then it gives me a sense of satisfaction because diet culture told me I could do all these things and I follow a list of rules and I feel great about it. So there's this piece of like understanding, like, all right, is it really the body, or is it that it's be like being basically the shield and like getting all the negative attention from what else is happening, but then allowing space for like, and sometimes you have body discomfort and sometimes your body doesn't feel good. It may not feel like your own anymore because it's different, but then it's like continuing through this healing journey with your body that we're not punishing our body for that, because ultimately our body allowed us to have a baby and our body went through something really, really hard. So it's kind of allowing that discomfort to be there and being grateful for what our body was able to do for us too.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, it's just, it's hard too. And especially it's okay to kind of take a break from thinking about it all the time as well. Mm-hmm. Again, your emotions and your hormones are just so all over the place that it's okay to be like, you know what? I don't feel good today. I still need to nourish myself. And this is, I don't feel like thinking about this today. So I can kind of just disconnect, and kind of giving ourselves permission to do that. We don't need to be thinking about our body all the time. And can we be, you know, a little bit easy on ourselves at this point? And I think for me personally, especially now during the pandemic, you know, we don't all have our same kind of coping mechanisms that we once had. Like for me, we play a lot of Ultimate Frisbee, my husband and I. And that is like, we get a babysitter, kids stay at home. And that is like 2 hours out of my week where I don't have to be a mom. I don't have to talk about the kids, although like almost everyone on our team is a parent, but we don't have to talk about the kids. We're talking about what's going on the field. And like, that is time for myself. I'm not showing up as Jen, the mom. I'm just showing up as Jen. And can you find those things for yourself where we are kind of recapturing some of those moments that we had before kids, where you just like really feel like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. This feels good to me right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that so much. It's like creating these moments and times for you, so there's still a place for you.
Yeah, and I think people think of like, you know, self-care is like baths and reading and all that kind of stuff. But like for me, that is my self-care, is like being able to take time as just me. Like I love a good bath. I'm not going to lie, but like that is my self-care, is like doing those things where I just feel like me. Mm-hmm.
I love that. I was going to ask you, like, do you have any tips for new moms who are working on their body image? But I feel like that is a pretty good one. But do you have anything else that you would tell a mom who is like, oh, I'm struggling with my body image right now. I'm getting all the ads from Facebook telling me I should diet. Like, I'm feeling stuck. Like, what would you say to that mom?
Report all those ads. You can do it. Top right-hand corner. Or just hide them. Just say, I don't want to see this anymore. You know, it's not necessarily like reporting them. I do, but you don't have to, but you can hide them. Mm-hmm. Help start finding people. If you spend a lot of time on social media, if that's kind of the way that you decompress, start finding other moms who look and sound like you. We don't have to be following mommy influencers who don't feel authentic to us, who maybe their postpartum journey feels a bit triggering to you. Like, we can find our people and start curating your social media feed with that type of person in mind. And then, yeah, go and find some clothes that fit, or keep wearing your like, I think all pants should be like maternity pants. They have this nice stretchy wide band at the top. They're great. Keep wearing them. Like, go find clothes that feel comfortable. And it's so much easier said than done. It took me a really long time, especially not really being able to shop right now. Like, I've posted on my social media where I bought like 14 pairs of shorts and two fit. And it was like, I just had to come to that with like a very neutral, open mind that I bought a bunch of different sizes, a bunch of different styles. I knew most of them weren't going to work, but I needed to find something that did, because it feels so much better walking around in clothes that don't feel like, oh, this is pulling in a weird way. Like, you know, we need to fit our here and now body, even if it's not the body you expected.
Yeah, I love that. I love all of those tips, and especially that one of being comfortable, because it's hard if you wear clothes that are too tight for you or don't feel you right to feel comfortable in your body, because you have literally all like the nerves stimulus like going to your brain being like, this is tight, like there's like not a lot of blood flow going there. Like, it's really, really hard. So wearing things that fit you here and now is such a great way to respect your body here, which is super cool.
And it's one of those things too that I always do with my daughter. Like, I try really hard not to ask her like, how do you look in this, but like, how does this piece of clothing feel to you? Do you feel comfortable? Can you move in this? And I was like, I need to be asking myself those same questions. Like, why am I asking my three-year-old those questions and then sausaging myself into tight jeans? What am I doing?
Yeah. And I love that. We talked a little about this before recording. Like, moms are so cool. And I love how, like, sometimes when you become a mom, that you start seeing those types of like disordered behaviors that you have towards yourself and your body that is like very much normalized in a society. But then you have like a child and you're like, oh, wait, like, I don't want my child to go through all of this crap. And it kind of makes us like go back into like, all right, like, what do I need to change? How do I need to heal in order to not model that?
Yeah, that's where a lot of my clients are at these days. It's kind of the same place where I am at or was a few years ago. You know, they're maybe just a little bit behind me in their journey. But what behavior do we want to be modeling to our kids? And we need to be that role model, because that's how they learn. Like, we can't be teaching body positivity or even body neutrality, really, is my end goal, what would you like to see your kid be doing? What are you doing in order to model that behavior that you want them to be doing? And how can we make that an ongoing process? Because our kids are smart. Like my 3-year-old would notice if I'm not eating breakfast with her, or if I say that she can eat something, but I'm not eating something, or if we're baking cookies and I refuse to eat them, or I'm scared to eat them, you know, those are things that I need to work on so that she has a good relationship, so that she doesn't think like, oh, mommy doesn't eat cookies, so are cookies bad? Should I not be eating cookies? Am I bad? Because I like cookies. Like, kids are very black and white. Mm-hmm. And we, as the parent, we need to be modeling those behaviors. And it starts with giving ourselves a ton of grace to learn and unlearn.
There is a lot of unlearning in this process. Thank you so much for being here and just having this conversation with me. I think it's so, so important to like just normalize like what moms go through and just take some pressure off. And so thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
No problem. Very happy to do so.
Yeah. So where can people find you, learn more about you, work with you?
Yeah. So you can find me online. My website is www.nutritioniq.ca. You can find me on Instagram at nutritioniq.ca. And you can find me on Facebook at nutritioniq. Although I will say I spend a lot more time on Instagram than I do on Facebook.
All right. So I will be linking all of that in the show notes so everybody can go check you out, get more of you. Awesome. So let's finish up with our fun questions. The first one is, what is your favorite food?
Okay, so it has been years since I have eaten my favorite food, but sad. It's something my mom used to make growing up that was like our fancy meal. So it's chicken cordon bleu, and really I wouldn't even order it. I would only eat my mom's, and I feel like even though we haven't had it in a really long time, it still kind of holds that excitement factor of like Sunday night dinners. My mom would pull out her like fancy china and we would eat fancy meals like chicken cordon bleu. And that was my absolute favorite. And I really should just make it for myself, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. When mom makes it, it's different. I love that. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I would teleport. I would want to go everywhere and anywhere and not have to take a plane.
Yep, that would be ideal.
If you know me well, you know that I'm constantly late for things, and it's because I rarely factor in a good amount of travel time. So if I didn't have to travel, if I could just snap my fingers and be somewhere, I would be on time, maybe.
On time every day. That is awesome. Yeah. I love like thinking that like you could like wake up in Costa Rica, but then go eat in Paris and then like go chill on the beach in the Bahamas. Like, I love like this idea of like a freedom of being wherever you want, whenever you want.
Well, and you could find like, where is the cheapest place in the world to live? And that's just like your home base where you sleep and then you get to travel every day.
Oh, you got to figure it out. All right. What is your favorite way to self-care?
So we've kind of already talked about this, but like ultimate frisbee for me is it's a team sport. I'm not alone doing it, but it's something where I just get to show up as myself. I'm not thinking about my kids. I'm not a mom on the frisbee field. I'm just there having fun.
I love that. And last question for you, because this is the Balanced Dietitian podcast. What does balance mean to you?
I felt like this one was a hard one because mm-hmm. I feel like it varies so much day to day. I often tell clients or use the analogy that we're all kind of like juggling balls. And, you know, some balls are plastic and we can let them drop. And some balls are more fragile and we have to keep those up in the air, like feeding ourselves, clothing ourselves, feeding our kids. And balance to me is kind of like from week to week, knowing what balls I have to keep juggling. And, you know, some weeks I can keep all of those balls in the air, no problem, doing awesome. And some weeks I'm like, nope, we're not going to clean the house today. Going to throw that ball right out the window. And it's like the same with eating, right? Like sometimes balance is eating meals with all food groups. And sometimes it's eating whatever can be made quickly because there's a lot going on. And you being okay with both of those scenarios is where balance comes in.
I love that so much. Just allowing like flexibility in our lives. It doesn't always need to look one way.
Yeah, I feel like when people think about balance, it's like, well, I need to be balancing my healthy eating and my physical activity. And mine's like being okay with not being okay.
Yeah. And I think that's the best thing too, is that your balance is different person to person, but it's also different day to day.
Yeah. Or week to week. Like some weeks I feel like we're like really on it. We've got like meals prepped, and other weeks, like we're driving the kids home from daycare knowing that Owen has to like be in bed in an hour and be like, what are we going to have for dinner?
Yeah. What are we feeding ourselves today?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate spending this time with you and connecting with you. And I'm sure the audience is going to get a lot out of this. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and ridding me of my podcast virginity.
Yes. All right. How was that? It was so great to connect with Jennifer and have this conversation. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you learned a lot from it. Being a new mom is really hard in diet culture. There's so much pressure to do all of it right, especially when it comes to your body. So if you are in that space and maybe you're having a lot of body discomfort and having a lot of thoughts about dieting, all these things, just know that it's totally normal to be where you are and it makes sense. And there is also another way, right? We can learn to reconnect to your body and make peace with our body. And if you want support, we would be more than happy to help you. So you can go to www.thebalancepractice.com/services. We work with people to help them heal their relationship with food and their body. And as a mom, it is so important because you will then model that relationship to your kiddos, which is so cool. On that note, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and we will catch you next week.